Chacham and Tzion HaBashal sat on a Beit Din in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and he used to daven every day that the Ba'alei Din should figure it out themselves and not come to Beit Din. Because oy vavoy, if I have to paskin halacha and I make a mistake in Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me down to Geinam. A person who has Yirat HaHora'ah and Yirat HaDin is not happy, not excited, not exuberant to express a hora'ah, a halachic instruction, a psak, is called an eno sameach behora'ah, which is the 36th of the Kinyani Torah. When the hora'ah opportunity comes to his hands, he's afraid he may make a mistake, because things are intricate, they have many details and depth, and the risk is too great. Yirat ha-hora'ah entails always feeling that one is not fit to paskin. The moment he feels that he is ready to do it, and he's happy to do it, then that's shetut and gasut haruach, he is no longer qualified. The Mishnah says that a gasli bo is a shote, a rasha, and a gasruach. Maharal explains that a person has to be tzanua bidrachav, don't rush to paskin. There's nothing to be happy about. You have to be tzanua. The Gemara says that in Yevamot, based on a pasuk Mishlei, that bad thing after bad things will come upon a person who sticks himself into Davar Halacha. Like a Dayan who gets a case, he learns, he makes his own comparisons of the Halacha, and he paskins without going to ask his Rebbe. Such a person has no fear, no trepidation of Hora'ah. He has to feel, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that there is a sword lying between his legs, and he'll be punished in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba if he makes a mistake. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Dayan greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet when it came to Benot Zlobchad, Moshe Rabbeinu consulted with the greatest of them all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Midrash illustrates how the first Benot Zlobchad went to the Sariya Sarot, and they said they don't want to pass it in front of someone greater than them, so they passed it up to the Sari Chamishim, and up and up and up until it went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that's what everyone else was doing, so he followed suit. And if he did that, he always went and Moshe Rabbeinu consulted with someone greater than him, Alacha Kama Vakama, every one of us, whether we be a Ben Yeshiva or a Rav, Moreh or Rabbi Yisrael, always have to make sure that we go and we consult. At the same time, the Gemara and Sotah and Gonav Adazara say that Rabim Chalim Hipila, Vatzvim Kol Harugeha, both a person who is not Ra'ui Lahora'ah, not Higiel Lahora'ah, he's not qualified to Paskin, and Paskins, not only is he terrible and guilty of killing so many, but the one who refuses to express an opinion when he is ultimately qualified is also terrible. A person has to know himself without any gavan amitut to know when he is qualified and he is not. Just look in the Hakdamat Igrot Moshe, see how Rav Moshe says it. But it is a very fine line. A person can't fall on either side. When the Gaon told Rav Chaim V'Lezhiner that, yeah, you have Achronim nowadays, but others point out how Achronim are great to help fill in all the holes, but you shouldn't be happy about that. You should still be worried because maybe you didn't understand. Rav Chaim V'Lezhiner himself writes, the Mishnah says earlier, that a person has to be Ohevet Melacha Usnad HaRabanut. You have to love Melacha and hate Rabanut, and nowadays, unfortunately, it's the opposite. Everyone wants to be a Rav. Everyone wants all the Kavod and opportunities. Yet Rabbi Akiva Iger is one of the greatest of them all, and he writes a letter illustrating with such negative ideas how terrible it is to be a rabbi and how he does everything he can to get out of it. It's so extremely painful, and he begs the person he's writing to redeem him of his stature, of his position. And if that's true by Rabbi Akiva Iger, what about us? A rabbi has to always look things up before he paskins. That's also a form of consulting, but he has to consult. Even if he's going to answer on a website, Ravad used to say, answering on a website doesn't mean you can't learn the sugya. You have to go learn it and then understand it and then consult and then you can go and answer on the website. That's Yirat HaHora'ah. When it comes to Yirat HaDin, a Dayan has to be petrified, like Chacham Ben Tzion, of the possibility of making a mistake. The Midrash says he has to understand that there's a sword above his head and Geinam below. If he paskins Lamitash Torah, he'll be saved from both, but if not, he'll fall to both. Chacham Ovadia in 1973, during the parasha of Ha'ach v'Ha'achot, the Langer siblings, and Rav Goren's Heter, Rav Ovadia was under a tremendous pressure to agree. And his daughters recall how he cried and cried and cried that Purim when he drank a little bit too much, and told his family how he's under so much pressure, but he's not going to give in because he thinks that it's a flimsy heter. Diana understands that the fear that one must feel in a din Torah, he'll pay more attention to what he's doing. He'll learn the sugya better, and he'll make sure that he paskins correctly. Gemara Sanhedrin darshins, Diana has to be machmitz at hadin. That's paskin in Shulchan Aruch also. That's the only way for the emet to come out, having more time for it to ferment in one's mind, and to grow and to become clearer before he releases the psak. Chachamim used to run from positions and from Dinei Torah, it says in Shulchan Aruch. And we should also. A person who's ino sameach behorah, if he's yielo horah, fine. But even then, he cannot be jubilant at the opportunity. He has to realize cherdat kodesh. With tremendous charada, he has to approach the opportunity and to paskin lamitah shel Torah. With that trepidation, he will surely paskin lamitah shel Torah and learn properly and be koneh more Torah. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.